put a blank check in front.
Well, the fun continues this afternoon as we bring up Walter Knorr to tell us the financial situation of the state of the university.
Okay, in the first half hour of my allotted time, I'd like to do the second half of my medical center performance dynamics. I'm be focusing on sleep apnea and narcolepsy. But seriously, to start off this afternoon in the financial report, a couple of good updates in the last 24 hours, and I will start to plot our meetings against receipts from the state of Illinois. Okay. Because last night I got the news, and I haven't checked this morning to see if it's in the bank, but the state was sending us $60 million. So, and we're trying to adjust hopefully these numbers are adjusted, which you're gonna see from what you see in your iPad as far as the receivable and the collections for the year.
Maybe you should give them the dates.
Walter,
we have
I didn't get 60, that was mine. I'm sure it's it.
Well, I understand I have to run through the foundation first. The second thing is that I alluded to the fact that we had some ratings actions going on last night. I got the draft report from S&P affirming the A rating for the hospital with a negative outlook, which is I think you saw, and again, a shout out to Dr. Becker. You saw him in action this morning. You can tell, you know, he really knows how to sell the product, you know. So, I mean, they were really respected his presentation. And Bill Devoney, the CFO over at the hospital, they did a spectacular job, because I think it was quite a feat to basically keep that rating with S&P. It does have a negative outlook. It really is associated with, we do have very narrow margins at the hospital. We do have a very tight liquidity situation, the day's cash that we have at the hospital, as I pointed out yesterday. And of course, we have the state situation, basically, is the third, you know, what kind of burden we're carrying with, you know, with the hospital. So, but that's a positive. Otherwise, I'm waiting for the Moody's report to come in. They were promising it today, but as of 2 minutes ago, it hadn't come in yet. But Moody's, it does have us under watch since the last time we talked, the last board meeting. They downgraded the state down to an A3. It's an irony that they just downgraded the city of Chicago almost as a match, a triple downgrade, you know, to the city of Chicago for essentially the same reason. But they have 90 days to basically report to us about what our rating is going to be. I think on my conversation, the last conversation with Moody's, it's going to be very, very difficult, because now we're now five notches higher than the state. It'll be very hard for us to keep that rating. I don't think the people on the rating team, basically in New York, are going to be favorably inclined to keep that kind of have that kind of a spread. So, anyway, that's this kind of, you know, hopefully that was all positive updates, you know, going into this. Really quickly, since the last time we talked, the legislature finished its work, if you call it that, for higher education, there's an increase from the 2013 appropriation for higher education from $3.39 billion to $3.5 billion. All of the increase really is going to the state university retirement system, which we have in yellow here. So just without belaboring it, pretty much you heard we've all flat funding. Pretty much all of the rest of the components of higher education were essentially held at flat funding, and all the increase really was dumped into the pension fund to basically meet the requirements, because they're ramping up based on a deal they made back in 1995 to get this thing ramped up, making those contributions to the state pension plans. You heard again in the next slide that we are essentially held harmless of flat funding. If you include the, and I put this on a 2014 current dollars on a 2014 basis, but if you include the surveys, the $16 million in surveys, we're at $663 million with a total appropriation, including the surveys. Since 2002, this means on a 2014 current dollar basis, we've dropped 42% in funding, you know, and at the same time increased the number of students were by 12,000 over that same period of time. I think we've seen this, just updating it from some prior presentations. Of course, the next big one is the payments on behalf. Again, we kind of take this up almost as a separate issue and budget-wise. Again, this very quickly, this is the support that the state pays for the universities, for its employees, for pension. It's the employer share for pension and for healthcare. And right now, we're looking at an estimate of $1.1 billion of payments on behalf, you know, for the university for 2014 out of this new appropriation. Of that, the pensions make up about $625 million of the of that total, about half of the total. And I've broken it down between how much of that pension contribution is from the prior underfunding and the amortization, what they have to keep pouring into the pension plan. And that's about $400 million, a little over about $417 million. The other part is the normal cost. This would be if everything else was good and basically to keep feeding the pension plan, that's about $205 million would be. What's at stake for us in this pension, what we're talking about with the pension shift, which, you know, of course, nothing happened. But basically looking at that $205 million in total, that's the piece that we're probably going to start amortizing in if they ever do pass the pension reform. It'd be basically that normal cost that we would start paying for it if they stick to that plan. They still are saying that they're going to try to figure out some way to deal with the prior underfunding. But if we look at the cost shift, it's probably going to be directed at that normal cost.
And that's thought to be phased in over a period of time.
Yeah, if it starts, I mean, probably lag a year and then start maybe at a 0.5% a year as far as the cost shift. Of course, everything probably is up for a restart, I guess. So you've seen this before. Probably this is just bringing news about the capital program, the capital bill for the state of Illinois and for the university. It's zero for 14. As you can see here, we really haven't had a new capital bill in the last 4 years. We had the big capital bill in 2010. That's all been funded. Almost all the projects are either completed or have been completed. What I put on here is $64 million in red here in 2013. This is for the ACT building. This is the Advanced Chemical Technology building that we're building over here on this campus, the corner of Halsted and Roosevelt Roads. This is the $64 million that was appropriated back in 2003. And essentially, they could not fund it. They could not fund it, and it was carried forward and constantly yearly reappropriated. And finally, now they are coming forth with the money from this. And the bond issue that they just sold at the beginning of, at the end of June, the $1.3 billion bond issue, we believe the money for that was in that same bond issue. We are also supplementing from the campus, is supplementing another $35 million for purposes of building the ACT building. The good news is, I think the money is there because we have had the kickoff meetings with the Capital Development Board for the ACT building. So something's happening there, and we start putting up some signs that know, with, you know, something's really going to happen at the corner of Halsted and Roosevelt on this campus. Now, we've just adjusted this for the events for today, so it has today's date on it. I think that what it basically shows you, this is the receivable and the appropriation in comparison. Today's date and 5 years back. Essentially, we have billed everything, $662 million to the state for FY13. It's all billed. As of today, as of this morning, $542 million has been collected. And so we have $120 million receivable as of this date. So this is $60 million better than the receivable was at June 30th. So we had an $180 million receivable at June 30th.
And you're still recommending that we meet monthly as a board?
Yeah. I think weekly.
Weekly. And are we all paid up for 2012?
Yes. And in fact, and I have one coming up here to show how much cash we have gotten year to year, just within each fiscal year. I just to show you very quickly that we have started billing for FY14. So we billed $50 million. We basically billed the first piece of the payroll for July has already been billed to the state for $50 million, and of course it's outstanding. And so if you were looked at today, the total receivable as of today from the state of Illinois would be about $170 million. I've shown you this before, but I basically have shown you in the past tuition versus the appropriation, the drop in the appropriation. What I've tried to do is put this on a cash versus cash basis. The tuition, the $1 billion, $1.12 billion in tuition is a cash received, essentially a cash. And what I've tried to do is basically take and look at the cash that we've received on the appropriation for each year. So we basically have a cash to cash presentation as opposed to just to the appropriation. If I put the appropriation line, it would be much higher than the green line because of the, so I'm trying to basically show you the spread. But looking at this, you know, for purposes of on, again, a $647 million total, or $660 million total appropriation, $461 million worth of cash received, if you will, against it. And try to reflect, you know, what happens during the year, because it really just jumps all over the place. As far as total cash received, this is just cash in the door, fiscal year to fiscal year. This is July 1 through June 30th, July 1 of 2012, June 30th of 2013, $688 million was taken in. This is a little bit less than last year, when in fiscal year 12, pure cash, $795 million was taken in, during that 12-month period, during that fiscal period. The reason for the big pop is the state did find some money last year in a pot of $133 million that basically was found available, and they paid us early last year. So it was really kind of an unusual event that happened last year with those kind of dollars.
What do the colors mean?
The colors mean that like in 2008, so this was collected, this was FY12 dollars from the prior year collected in fiscal year 13, and then the rest of it is basically $13 collected in 13. And then the next slide is the one that we've shown many a time. It's quite remarkable that we are down with this, at the end of the year, down to about a 27% with this receivable that we had. 27% of the budget or the appropriation is our receivable at the end of this year, because this is the year we set the record back in March, where we had the highest receivable in all of this period. We hit the $507 million mark back in the beginning of March of 2013. So it's quite a remarkable coming down. I think one of the things I think I've said before is that we benefited from a big surge in tax dollars that came in the spring, particularly in April. I think really we did get almost an additional $60 million payment that I really wasn't expecting. I think if you listen to what the state controller is saying, she is saying they've got this down to about $6 billion in unpaid bills at June 30, and she does expect a continued problem, and basically they have it go back up by the end of the calendar year to about $9 billion of unpaid bills. So that's what the state controller is telling us, and I'm just telling you my source. Tuition, very quickly, all in, we're done for the year. We're just a little bit over budget, but based on the billings and the receipts, and includes all the MAP payments we're in, that we are complete for this year. And essentially the same comparison to last year, pretty much done for tuition collections for the year. And we'll be moving on in the next set of slides into the next period. We talked about at great length and again this morning about the hospital. Very quickly, this is the May numbers for the hospital. They were up $25.2 million. And again, just very quickly, the big thing was the $42 million pickup we had from being able to adjust our inpatient Medicaid reimbursements. It was $800 a day pickup on 50,000 days. So we picked up almost over $42 million in April from that adjustment. What I usually put up here is a combination of the income and the depreciation to give you a rough idea of how much cash should be being thrown off by the hospital and by these operations. However, particularly this, you really have to deduct, as I said yesterday, we're going to have a big receivable from the state for this Medicaid adjustment. We've picked up the revenue, but we're not going to probably see the cash until into the fall for that. So we're going to have a big receivable on the balance sheet of the hospital at June 30th. Lastly, I just wanted to go over the grind of the budget process for the September meeting, kind of to set the stage. We had a $182 million receivable at June 30th. The state appropriation was flat, but we do continue to expect delays in payment going into 2014. The direct appropriation is below 1998 levels on a nominal basis, and below 1966 levels on an adjusted for inflation basis. As we talked about yesterday, we basically are confronted by the whole change in the Affordable Care Act and the state Medicaid overhaul. We went over that in great detail yesterday and all the risks that are associated with that situation. Again, you saw there's no capital bill from the state, so more reliance on us to come up some dollars for renovation projects, for projects that we need on help on academic buildings on our campuses. We have announced a 2.75% merit pay increase to be paid for from tuition and cost reduction reallocation. Well said, you know, there's understood no pension reform yet, and so that's out there, lingers, and we have to continue to keep prepared for that. And we will continue to have federal sequestration, you know, and how much will be the dollar amounts that might be coming from the cuts that are being implemented now. So this is just the table, the variables, you know, as we go and consider the 14th budget. And I have used up my full. Yes, sir.
To go back to slide 3, I was looking at the slide and just thinking about that progressive decline in state funding. It's even more startling when you look at it on a per student basis.
Exactly.
Go back to 2002 at 67,000 students, that was about just under 16,000 per student. Today, or the projected 2014 at 77,000 students, you're down to 8,500. And you know, we struggle with tuition and what we're doing with tuition, and that's what we're trying to make up for that. But
yeah, there's a lot of ways to present this slide on a
screen. You know that X chart? The X chart.
Yeah.
The X chart.
Where you show the
oh yeah, the cash flow chart, you know, the cash chart.
State support.
Number 8.
Yeah. That to me is cash to
keep. Per student basis, you'd see the much more dramatic impact.
Yeah.
And that's really that's the big issue.
Yeah.
And we should show it that way.
Well, and as you said before, in anticipation of how the pension issue gets resolved, we're going to have more costs that we've got to bear ourselves than what we've done to the state, and developing a plan on how do we deal with it.
Yeah.
So that we don't, Tim Court, to your point many times, so we don't continue to burden the students' parents to totally carry that burden. It's a challenge for us going forward.
Well, and the more expensive we get, you know, the less competitive we get, because there's other options for students to go out of state. Or get money.
That's one of our challenges for the future. Another challenge.
I mean, I think that really forces a robust strategic planning process, because we can no longer afford what we can no longer afford. And the reality is there's no excess cash in the system anymore. So the campuses have to figure out what they're doing now that we can no longer afford to do, otherwise we're gonna have to raise tuition. And then that puts us in a bad place.
Don't mean to throw negative cold water on things. There's a lot of great things going. It's just we've got
That's
to be thinking
issue.
About where this is going. We can't wait till tomorrow to solve it.
Ed, that's why you're here.
You know.
You too, Jim.